Our scripture this morning is from 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 21. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. And this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, since God loved us so much, we ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God lives in us and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father has sent his Son as the Savior of the world. God abides in those who confess that Jesus is the Son of God, and they abide in God. So we have known and believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness on the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, for fear has to do with punishment. And whoever fears has not reached perfection in love. We love because he first loved us. Those who say, "I love God," and hate their brother or sisters are liars. For those who do not love a brother or sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. The commandment we have from him is this: those who love God must love their brothers and sisters also. The word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Every so often I say it, I'm going to say it again. There are times when you just read a scripture and you're like, that's it. I don't know what else you need me to say. I don't know what else I could add to this without my words simply getting in the way. Did you pick up the theme for this scripture? God is love. Hey, somebody pay attention. Good job. God is love. And if we abide in God, then we ought to also love others. And so I don't really want to get in the way too much. God is love. God's love was revealed among us in this way, that God sent his only Son into the world to be an atoning sacrifice for our sins. We have this proof of God's love. We understand that God loved us because God sent his Son into the world. Look back to the Gospel of John, John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that whoever believes in him may not perish, but may have everlasting life." It is all connected. God loves us. We know that God loves us because he sent Jesus to be an atoning sacrifice for our sin. God is love, and those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them. If you want to prove that you abide in God, if you want people to know that you belong to God, that God is in you, then you love others. And love is perfected by loving others. Love is not afraid. Paul, in the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians, goes on a long thing about what love is and isn't. Love is patient and kind. It does not boast in wrongdoing. You remember this? Love, love, love. We have so much about God's love. And yet we turn on our televisions and we open up our phones, and the world seems so devoid of love. Do y'all need me to say anything else? I'm supposed to, I guess. There's an old SNL joke. I think it was Dana Carvey. Up on a Weekend Update with Norm MacDonald. And he's doing a character. He says, "Norm, if you were a hot dog and you were starving, would you eat yourself?" And Norm's like, I don't know. It's like, it's a simple question, Norm. If you were a hot dog and you were starving, would you eat yourself? And it's a silly joke. I like to ask Madeline little silly jokes like that. I asked Madeline if a witch came to the door and turned you into any household item, like Beauty and the Beast, you know, what household item would you be turned into? We decided she'd probably be a tablet, because she's on her tablet all the time. I'd be a cast iron skillet, by the way. What we're made of is important. We just had the NFL draft. We talk about what these players are made of, their toughness, their grit. This is a tough player. We talk about our teachers. This teacher is filled with compassion. We talk about our parents, our siblings, our friends. So often we like to boil down a person into what they seem to be made of. Here, John boils down the very essence of God. God is love. Now, one of the things that we have to remember when we're talking is that we use words to talk. I don't know if you understood this. Did you know this? We use words to talk. One of my favorite quotes in one of my favorite movies, they're coming up with this, how odd this is. I make a movement in my throat and my vocal cords vibrate. I make a sound and it travels to your ears and you understand what I'm saying. This is a wild thing that we can speak and use words. When we're trying to use words to describe God, we have to recognize that our words have limits. And this word love is important to recognize the limits of love. To recognize the limits of the language. We have this one word love for so many different things that we love. This is nothing new. I'm sure that you've heard this before, right? You love your children. You love your spouse, your partner. Do you love the Kentucky Wildcats? I don't, but you know. We love chocolate. We love our pets. We love food, we love families, and each and every one of those loves is a different type of love. We love none of those things the same. I've only got one kid, so I don't have to pretend like I love them all the same. Maybe you guys that have had multiple kids might struggle with that. We love in different ways. God is love. What type of love is God? The word here is agape. Have you heard of agape before? When the scriptures, the New Testaments, are being written in Greek, that Greek word of love was not used very often. If you go back and read ancient Greek literature, agape is not very widespread. These believers in Jesus Christ took this word agape and ran with it. They made it their own. Agape is that selfless, self-giving, all-encompassing love. That's the love that's used to describe God. It's not a love for self. It's not a love for others. It is an all-encompassing, self-sacrificing, self-giving love. This idea that God loves so fully and so completely is a new understanding that these followers of Jesus came up with. God is this love. You cannot talk about God without describing this all-encompassing love. And it seems to be the goal of John and these early disciples that we should be a part of God. God is not some person to keep in your back pocket and use when you need God. Jesus is not someone that you bring out when you need something done. The idea of being a Christian, following in Jesus' footsteps, is being so fully a part of who God is. Surrounding ourselves with God, allowing God to permeate into us, to become the very essence of what God is. And here John says it's very simple. God is love. If God abides in you and you abide in God, you cannot help but love. You cannot help but be a loving person. In fact, if you say that you love God, if you claim to be in God's presence, if you claim that God is in you and you hate your brother or sisters, you're a liar. Because it's simply not possible. You cannot be surrounded by God, a part of God. God cannot be in you as love, and yet you do not love those around you. One of the other questions that we like to ask the kids, or the kids were asking a little while back, was, is water wet? Do you remember that conversation? Is water wet? I don't remember where I fell on that conversation. But you can't put a fish in the middle of a lake and expect it to be dry. You cannot be in God's presence, surrounded by God's love, and not love others. And so if we're going to call ourselves Christians, if we're going to say that we are following God, that God is a part of us, that the Holy Spirit is inside of us, that God is in us and among us and deeply rooted in who we are, then we have to love. There's no way around it. God is love. So we ought to love one another. Now, this can be difficult when we try to start applying it to our everyday lives. Lady cut me off the other day driving. I was so mad. It was coming back last Sunday evening. This lady, I got over. I could see somebody was getting off on the exit. And so I got over. But there was a lady behind me that thought that I was going too slow. And I was trying to get around this car that had just gotten on the interstate. And this lady just comes flying around me, gives me a nasty look. I couldn't tell if she gave me a nasty hand gesture. Zipped in front of me. I was not a very loving person. And then it happened again, too. I'm getting distracted by my road rage. It's easy up here in this pulpit, I know, to talk about God's love. It gets more difficult when we step down out of this pulpit. It's easy to talk about loving others and our neighbors when we're sitting in these comfortable blue chairs. It gets hard when we walk out those doors. It gets hard and difficult when we actually meet other people. Part of the reason why I like being an introvert is because I don't have to deal with other people. It gets difficult to feel God's love when we're out in the world. It gets difficult to feel and spread God's love when we hear the hatred that other people are spreading. And yet that's what we're called to do. I'm reminded each and every time that I kind of have this thought and this conversation that Jesus was crucified. That his last meal was shared with the person that would turn him over to be crucified. We're called to follow in Jesus' footsteps. If Jesus is able to set aside his anger and frustration with his follower that would turn him over, perhaps we can set aside our hatred. It's a difficult task. I'm not going to pretend that it's not. But God is love. So we ought to love others. When we come into those situations and those conversations and hear those words of hatred from others, we have to remind ourselves whose we are. We are God's people. God is love. God is in us and among us, permeating every bit of who we are. We are God's love. So let us abide by that love. It's hard. but we should try. Amen.